This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of the program. A beautiful weekend in Pittsburgh. Hope you're enjoying it as we head into October. Can you believe it already? Joel Nelson is behind the glass. He'll be taking your calls at 412-928-9370. Hit me up on X or Twitter at KD Pomp. Twitter is brought to you, by the way, by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm that says there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our show is brought to you by PNC Bank. Make today the day at PNC Bank. Number one, Cochrane, drive in style. 24-7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. They make it easy for you. Iron Rock Tap House, Greensburg. Come see what everyone's talking about. Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet, in Ireland. Contracting. Home of the nightly sports call. We just give you an update on the Ryder Cup. Justin Rose and his teammate McIntyre just beat Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas with ease. So now 10.5 to 4.5 is the update there. And honestly, the United States team just does not seem that passionate about it. You know, just body language, all of it. It doesn't look good. These Europeans get up for this kind of thing, and you can tell that they're really committed to this, and they work well in team golf. There's no question about it, especially there. The United States has not won on European soil since 1993. 412-928-9370. We've got a lot to get into today. Of course, Steelers and Texans, a big one tomorrow. It's big because the Steelers can go to 3-1 before they host the Ravens the following week, and they're favored to beat a Houston team that has a lot of questions about their offensive line. My goodness, I haven't seen this much injury in a long time for a professional team. 4 weeks into the season, they are on their third left tackle. They are on their third left guard. They are on their third center, their third right tackle. They don't have Laremy Tunsil. They have Kendrick Green. You're going to be counted on to be kind of the anchor. And you wonder why the Steelers are only 3.5-point favorites. I would make them bigger favorites than that for sure, based on the fact they've been able to get to the quarterback, based on the fact that they have been disruptive to other teams' offenses. C.J. Stroud is a rookie. I guarantee you he's going to be facing a lot of pressure tomorrow. At least he should. But he's been very good. He looks beyond his years and a maturity rate. But the Steelers, you know, coming off a game in which they sacked Jimmy Garoppolo 4 times, had 8 quarterback hits. They had a lot of pressures before that against Cleveland. 6 sacks, 11 quarterback hits. And by the way, the Minkah Fitzpatrick thing, I think that's worth talking about. Just fine for that. They called roughing the passer. I didn't see it necessarily. I understand there was some grazing of the helmet, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about that at 412-928-9370. T.J. Watt coming off the AFC Defensive Player of the Month. He's putting up huge numbers once again. And, you know, last week he was going against a right tackle who had not allowed a pressure situation in like 106 sacks or snaps. And T.J. Watt got to him, made him look like a rookie. And they need to have that continue this week, of course, with what they're doing with pressure on the quarterback and the results in turnovers. We saw that last week, 3 of them against Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Pitt coming up later, Penn State, West Virginia, all the college action. And, of course, the Pirates trying to be spoilers. They had a chance last night, up 3-0. They lost. Miami got 4 off Colin Selby in the 8th inning after Ryan Borecki was pitching really well, 4 up, 4 down, and they made the switch. And it was a bad switch at the time for Derek Shelton, six rookies played and pitched in that game for the Pirates. That's unusual. Let's go to the lines at 412-928-9370. We got Catfish joining us right now on line one. Hey, Catfish, what's up?
Not too much. I wanted to talk about the Pirates. I mean, it's so disappointing since Nutting took over. It's just a shame what we're going through. This young kid at third base, he gave a 10-year contract to.
No, it was 8 years.
$1. In 4 years, he'll be making that much. You know what I mean? I carried a sign down there for 2 years, never with Nutting, and I believe that strongly, and I can't believe they would get any attendance there anymore. The only reason he picked up the guy we had before is just to get people in the stadium, and he did for the first few months. I mean, the man's disgusting. He is too cheap. He will never have a winner in Pittsburgh again, and I cried when he got rid of Frazier. I mean, what kind of a man?
Oh, Catfish, there are a lot of moves they make. Listen, you're right. The pressure is on him. Thank you for the call to do something now. It's time to spend, to augment, to, you know, put people in this roster who can help the guys they have now as, you know, potential contributors on a regular basis. It's time. There are no more excuses. They have to be judged next year accordingly. If they're not a playoff team, or at least they're not to the end of the season involved in the playoffs, then major changes need to take place. Thank you for the call.
You know, the young man even named his son Steele, and they traded him. How bad is that?
Well, they got Brian Reynolds in return, and now, you know, I think that's a pretty good trade considering where McCutchen was in his career. So that's not a trade I would pick apart. They made some good trades. I think Ben Cherington has made some good trades. I also think it's time that their draft picks develop and come up. Now, we've seen some of it. Cruz was out all year. He needs to come up and be good next year on a consistent basis. If you have Hayes and Cruz on the left side of your infield, that's doing pretty good work. Rodriguez has shown he's okay over there. Sawinski's got to get a better on-base percentage. His power is good. Davis, I would expect him to be a powerful guy in their lineup. If he's going to play right field, he has to be, because he's not all that great defensively right now. And they're pitching. They need to add to their pitching. There's no question about it. So I agree with part of what you said. Let's go to Billy in Pittsburgh. Billy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Pop? How we doing? I just want to talk about Minka and this grazing of the helmet thing, man. I mean, I understand we're trying to do player safety. I'm all about that. You know, we've seen a bunch of horrendous injuries already, and, you know, we all want to prevent that. But, I mean, are they going to give these guys any kind of credit for trying to make a football play? I mean, it's, you know, you can't always see everybody, right?
No, I agree. I mean, it's such a difficult thing to play defense these days, especially in that situation. I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick could have laid Garoppolo out. He chose not to. You know, he got in there, but, I mean, if somebody ducks and you duck and everybody's ducking, I mean, Jaylen Warren got fined $48,000 the week before. He was running down the sidelines. A defensive back comes over to hit him, lowers his head. He lowers his head. They make collision, and he gets fined, which I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah, and it just goes one way. I mean, I find it remarkable. I mean, I agree. It seemed like Minka had restraint on the play, and it's like, how much can these guys hold back at some rate? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of some of these instituted rules, but they are what they are, and they're going to stick to them. So if you know it, you got to deal with it, unfortunately.
All right, thanks, Paul. Nice talking to you.
All right, you too. But Minka Fitzpatrick, that would have been another sack that resulted in a penalty, and it wiped that thing out. So, you know, they have some guys making some big plays, and they need that again tomorrow. I mean, it could be one of these kind of trap games people talk about, but I can't believe the Steelers would fall for that, given what's at stake here. A 3-1 start. They haven't started well in the last couple of years. They have a chance to do that and go into that Baltimore game with a lot of momentum against a Ravens team that I thought looked bad last week. They lost at home to Indianapolis. Lamar Jackson looks uncomfortable. You know, they already lost Dobbins to a season injury. They put in Gus Edwards. He's been around there for a long time. Melvin Gordon was involved with them. But they still have Mark Andrews. I really like Zay Flowers. And they brought in a couple of wide receivers. Everybody talks about OBJ, but they have Nelson Aguilar, who's a veteran, and caught a touchdown pass. So their defense is still, it's good. I still think the Steelers have a better roster than them right now, but they're going to have to contain Lamar Jackson like they've done in the past when they play that game. But I wouldn't, even though I'm looking ahead, they better not look ahead, because the Texans are a team that just came off a win. If anything, that is good news, Joel Nelson. The Steelers watched them go into Jacksonville, and instead of losing by 50, they beat that team. If anything, that should help the Steelers. You know, don't you agree?
I would say so. You know, Houston's not going to go into this game with any kind of like anger or fire within them after winning by 20 plus last week.
Yeah, and they have a young quarterback. I can't say enough about C.J. Stroud. You know, like I said, last week, 20 of 30. That's a pretty good completion percentage. Almost 300 yards, two touchdowns. The thing is, he has no interceptions in his first 121 career passes in the NFL. That's a guy who knows when to deliver, how to deliver, protect the ball. Now, he did fumble twice in three games, but he was hit a lot in those games, and the ball came out. You got to protect the ball, but you're also in a situation where you have people bearing down on you, and they're looking to take everything apart, including your head and the ball. But he hasn't thrown any interceptions, and I think that's important for a young team not to make those kinds of mistakes. If they have any chance of beating the Steelers, they have to do that again. You know, for those of you who haven't watched some of their games, I was watching last week Tank Dell, who's one of their young receivers. He had a big day against Jacksonville, 145 yards and a touchdown last week. They have some names you would remember, you would know. Devin Singletary at running back. They have Robert Woods, also a wide receiver. So they have some players, but it largely comes down to, again, the fact that they're on their third string offensive line essentially all the way through. It's going to be like an extended preseason game based on who's playing in this game. So there should be no excuses. And I'm going to be interested to see how the Steelers do coming after him. And if he can break, contain, and make plays, then watch out that way, I suppose. But, you know, the bottom line is they should win this game fairly handily. I would be disappointed if they didn't. Charles in Chicago joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Charles, what's up today?
Good. How about you, Bob? Hope you're having a great start of the weekend. And exciting times for baseball postseason. But I want to talk to Steelers football real quickly. So, quick two-parter. Number one, I want to honor the man, the myth, the legend, Bill Hillgrove. I had pleasure talking with him recently. Out of all the games, you've been with him a long time. What would you say has been his most memorable game he's called for the Pittsburgh Steelers that stands out in your mind as like greatest of all time?
Oh, I would say the Super Bowl in to beat Arizona down in Tampa and some of the big plays there. You know, Bill is 50 years doing this. It's a pretty amazing accomplishment. And he's been just a tremendous ambassador for what he does, but also a friend to a lot of us who got into this business and looked to him for advice.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm sure you're referring to that one over 100-yard interception return for a touchdown Harrison.
You know, let me ask you this since you brought it up. You know, James Harrison this week took a different approach. He was on some sort of podcast, I don't know where and who he was on with, but he pretty much downplayed his Hall of Fame status. He said he doesn't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. So I ask you, Charles, do you think James Harrison should be in the Hall of Fame? It may not happen anytime soon, but eventually, do you think he deserves to be in there?
Yes, he does, because the only reason why, because if you're giving breaks to, like, you know, some of these guys who've been waited up a long time, or you want to go on special moments, because here's another thing to think about, too. Julian Edelman, he's supposed to be like another borderline candidate, along with possibly Eli Manning. Now, both those guys, more particularly Julian Edelman, he's made great catches like in the Super Bowl, more particularly Super Bowl 51, an insane 25-point comeback where he made an insane catch. And then you look at a guy like Eli Manning, too. I mean, he wasn't truly like one of the guys who wowed you. He had the statistics. He was a winning quarterback. Lack of playoffs, but one of the things that will be on his resume that you beat the Belichick and Brady two times, one time to end their perfect season right there, which is very heartbreaking for them, and just give them one more time. So, and you got the New York media on his side with his brother and his dad, sure going to go bad for him big time. If he gets in, I could see a guy like James Harrison along with Julian Edelman.
So what you're saying, Charles, is the debate will come down to longevity versus bigger numbers and bigger games, right? That, to me, sounds what you're saying.
It is, but, I mean, at the same time, he does got the bye work. He does got the Pro Bowls. He's got the All-Pros, Defensive Player of the Year, the bye work. And if you think about it, I'm just saying, that interception return for a touchdown, it's like a record that's yet to been touched. So when you look at stuff like that, I could see him getting a break on that.
See, it's one of the reasons Lynn Swann got in. If you look at his entire body of work, it did not measure up to some of the numbers, but all of his big plays were in the biggest moments of all time. And I also think what should be taken into account when you analyze a guy like James Harrison is that it took him 4 years of, you know, moving all over the place, getting cut, cut again, cut again, cut again. Nobody gave him a chance. Finally, he got a chance here against Cleveland because of an injury. And then his career took off. So he was a late starter, yet he put together, you know, fantastic numbers. So I think he's diminishing his own body of work. I think it's borderline, let's say that. But I think he should get some consideration.
I thought James Harrison got in that game because of a pregame fight with Joey Porter and the Browns. I thought that.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then it was William Green, I think.
So not to throw a joke at James Harrison or Joey Porter, but you mean to tell me Joey Porter probably broke his hand by getting into a fight with the Browns, basically?
That's what
you're saying.
I'm just saying, though, Harrison never got – it's sort of like Kurt Warner in a way, even though Warner, again, he's a big game. He put up a great career, but he's had – you know, ups and downs, and it took him a while because he was undrafted. Undrafted players, I think, need that has to be taken into account when you're talking about Hall of Famers. Donnie Schell took a long time to get in. He was undrafted. But how do you ignore 51 career interceptions from someone? Finally, that happened.
I will end on this note since you brought up Kurt Warner, and this will be my last thing, but I'm going to tell you right now, a guy, when you look at a guy like Colin Kaepernick, did he just deserve to get forced out of the league the way he did? No. But, I mean, at the same time, a guy who sues the league and decides to move his workout at the last moment, you wonder why you're still out of a job trying to get back with the Jets. But then I look at a guy like Kurt Warner, and the reason why I bring this up, I'm proud of this story more, and no disrespect to Colin. This is a guy, like you just mentioned, who paid his dues. He worked at a grocery store after being cut by the Green Bay Packers to go on to play in an arena football league, slowly worked his way up, became a legit star after filling in for the Rams, won the two Super Bowls. But during that time period, don't forget, after Super Bowl 36 when he lost to the Patriots, he had a period for almost 5 years where he was struggling with his hands holding out to the football, thanks in large part once the Cardinals quarterback was no longer the guy. He got second run where he had like arguably 3 years where he went to his last Super Bowl. So what I'm saying is, you know, hard work, perseverance, and how you work your way up. I think that should be saying a little bit more.
Yes, sir. I agree with it, Charles.
I like that a little bit more.
I got to get to a break, but I appreciate the comment. And you triggered my my discussion about Harrison because I saw that this week and I was a little bit surprised he said what he said. But we'll see in time if that's, you know, he has the same sort of career that I think Hines Ward has. And Hines has taken a while, and if he gets in at all. But I think there's a reason you can make a very good case for both of those guys. All right. In just a little bit of time, we're going to have the opening of hockey season. And it is going to be a wonderful night to kick it off with the Chicago Blackhawks and Connor Bedard in against Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, and now Erik Karlsson. High-end drama in the first game. The Penguins are a team that are very old, the oldest team in the NHL. They also have the most experience of any team in the NHL. So therein lies the little tug of war. Do you put more value in experience, or do you think it is too much to overcome the age issue? One thing I do want to see, especially early in the season, there are guys who are making a push to be on this roster. I know they went out and they brought in a whole bunch of people, you know, in free agency and trades. You know, and they have older guys like Jeff Carter, who actually you can't do anything with because he's got to play out. You can't buy him out, can't do anything, so he's got to play. And maybe, if you're trying to find a role for him, and this will probably never happen, but you never know. He's a big dude. Gensel's going to be out, I think, at the beginning of the season. If you want some net front presence, why not him? Make use of the fact that he's on your roster, and he's a big guy. You can do that when someone is 6'4", 240 pounds. So he's going to play, but I'm fearful that they're going to have a lot of guys who are younger and would push and make a big impression on this roster, but yet maybe limited to virtually no opportunities. Valtteri Puskinen is one of those guys. I watch enough of these games to know that he's been playing very well, along with Radim Zahorna, and sometimes they play him with Drew O'Connor. I would like to see some of those guys with some young energy. Horn is a big dude at 6'6". He can do so much. I'd like to see those guys get a crack at this roster at the expense of some of the other guys. Now, I know when you bring in guys like Achari and Nieto and those guys, they're going to play because they were brought in by this new general manager, Kyle Dubas. So that's most likely how it's going to go. But I would like to see some other guys get opportunities. Another guy is Alex Nylander. He put up big numbers at Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Why not give him an opportunity? It looks like their goaltending situation will come down to Jari, obviously, as your starter, but Alex Nedeljkovic, who they brought in as a free agent, will be the backup. And I like him. I always have liked him when he was with Carolina specifically. He went to Detroit and not had the same kind of numbers there. But he was, I believe, a rookie in Carolina, and he did some pretty good stuff. So the Penguins are going to be, obviously, their goal is to make a long run in the playoffs. That's how this season will be judged. Anything less than that will be not good. But we'll see what happens. As far as defensively, the big question is who plays with whom. And they have, right now it looks like, Marcus Pettersson with Erik Karlsson to start. And then you'd have Graves with Letang. That's your top four. I like Ryan Graves a lot. The question is, can these guys skate a lot of minutes? If you're going to have two guys like Letang and Karlsson who are going to get over 30 minutes a game, you need other guys who are going to keep up with that. And I don't know if those other two guys can do that. I don't know how much do they have. They're used to, 15 to 20 minutes a game. Instead, now these guys are going 30. That does make a difference. So we'll see what's going on with that, but I'm excited about hockey season every year, and they'll get started again next week against the Chicago Blackhawks. Right now they're in Cold Harbor, Nova Scotia, playing a game. Coming up, I believe, tomorrow in Sidney Crosby's hometown. 412-928-9370. Also talking about, again, the Steelers and the fact that, I this line bothers me. I just, when I look at what Houston's playing with on their offensive line, I don't know how in the world with a rookie quarterback you could have a Steelers who lead the NFL in sacks giving only 3.5 points. I know it's a road game, but I got to believe that line should be bigger, and it makes me wonder. Yeah, the Texans came off an upset at Jacksonville. No one saw that coming. Good for the Steelers it happened when it happened, because it's an eye-opener and it makes you realize if they had gone down there and been blown out by Jacksonville, you may have looked at this game and said, it's an easy one. They'll be 0-3. So they turn it around and win a game down there, and they do it by beating them 37-17 by 20. They not only beat Jacksonville, they pummeled Jacksonville. Are they capable of doing that again coming up here? I don't know. So the bottom line is, the Steelers need to get out to a lead and force C.J. Stroud into throwing a lot more than he's comfortable throwing. And if that happens, you may see another week where the Steelers come up with multiple interceptions or turnovers in a game. And quite frankly, that's important for them. That's how they play defense. They give up some yards, as they did last week when Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers each had big days. And normally, if you had told me that in advance, I would have said, well, they're not going to lose. If Davante Adams gets 172 yards, two touchdowns, Myers gets 85 yards, they're going to lose. But they limited, Josh Jacobs. They did a pretty good job on him. And they made turnovers. And they turned those turnovers into points. And Kenny Pickett had his best game as a pro. So hopefully that'll continue. You'll see it tomorrow on KDK. There are injury concerns for the Steelers. James Daniels will not play. He has an injury. So Nate Herbig, Nick's brother, will start at offensive guard for the first time this year. And now this is a big one here. It looks like Presley Harvin's not going to play. He has a hamstring. He had a wonderful impact on that game last week in Allegiant Stadium. He was terrific booting the ball and pinning them back routinely. So they brought in Brad Wing. You might remember him from back in 2016-17. He was with the Steelers. He has not played in the NFL in 6 years. He's been with other teams like the AAF, the Memphis Express, and the San Antonio Brahmas, or whatever they call themselves. So the bottom line there is that you don't want Brad Wing to be in a position of determining this game one way or the other. And if he does not have a good day, that can change things. So the thing for the Steelers is get out, start fast, put that team in a situation they're not going to be used to, fighting back from a deficit with a offensive line that has three of their five third-string guys, and the others the backup, playing. Now, that's hard against any NFL team, but especially one like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just think it's very difficult to go up against them. That's one of the key games tomorrow. Obviously, we'll have it for you on KDKA. We have the Mike Tomlin Show tonight, 11:35 on KDKA. And then our Bet MGM, we got the Steelers kickoff show tomorrow morning. That's at 11:30 in the morning. So join us for that. Other games tomorrow of interest, Baltimore at Cleveland. Deshaun Watson is having some injury issues. I don't know if he's going to – I think he's going to play, but he may not be 100%. The Ravens did not look good last week as they lost at home to the Indianapolis Colts, which is shocking to me, given the fact that Gardner Minshew was their quarterback, given the fact they don't have Jonathan Taylor, and still they went in there and won that game. And Baltimore had a chance to put it away. They did not. Cincinnati coming off a big win on Monday night against the Rams. They're 1-2. Joe Burrow, who's been dealing with that calf injury, threw the ball almost 50 times last week. He was 26 of 49, I think. They need him to be what he is. Tennessee stinks, quite frankly. I don't know what's happened to them, but Mike Vrabel will probably be on the hot seat at the end of this season. Miami and Buffalo, that's a game that is intriguing. Miami's coming off 70 points. How in the world do they top that? Especially at Buffalo, a team that is surging. And, you know, every one of the Miami games has kind of been routes. I think the first one against the Chargers was a close game, but it was still, they scored 36 points in a game. They scored 24 in their second game as they beat New England. They got 70 last week. Buffalo will not give up that much. But Tua Tagovailoa early on is MVP leader in this league, I would think, given what he's done. He's put up some unbelievable numbers so far. 71% completion percentage. He's got 8 touchdowns already, just 2 interceptions, and he's running with the ball. He's doing everything right for Miami. But Buffalo is Buffalo, and I think Josh Allen's got it together now. They're coming off 2 impressive wins, 38-10 over the Raiders, and then 37-3 last week over the Commanders. So it'll be another very interesting one game that I'm anxious to watch only because it is the Ineptitude Bowl. Denver 0-3, Chicago 0-3. Chicago is 0-13 since they acquired Chase Claypool. How about that? What a deal that was by the Omar Khan and the staff at the Steelers to pry that one away for a second-round pick. Now, I hope Joey Porter Jr. gets more playing time this week. I think he deserves it based on how he's playing. Broderick Jones still isn't. Some people worry about that, but I will remind people that people like Troy Polamalu did not play at all, basically, in the rookie season. Sometimes it takes a while. And just because he's a 14th overall pick, you traded up to get him, doesn't mean he has an automatic spot in the roster. He's got to earn it, and he's working his way toward that. So the opportunity will be there eventually, I think. We'll see what he does with it. At 412-928-9370. I want to remind you, our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Also, number one, Cochrane. Shop 24-7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Number one now has number 7 and number 8, Ben Roethlisberger and Kenny Pickett. They did a nice commercial together for number one Cochran. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensboro. Come see what everyone's talking about. You want a great place to watch a game? Go to Iron Rock Tap House. It's next to the casino, the live casino there in Westmoreland County. Also, Shandorovich, Shandorovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. That's every night on KDKA Plus and most nights right here on 93.7 The Fan. When we come back, we got a big charity event going out at Oakmont Country Club tomorrow. I'm going to speak with Bob Friend. And all the money for the free care fund, Hottie Hanna and the people out there at Howard Hanna have done a great job. We'll talk about that and whether or not you should be a part of it. It's very interesting. It's coming up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be a beautiful tomorrow. And that means there is a great event going on at Oakmont Country Club. It's called Cow Patty Bingo. And on our hotline right now is a name you'll remember, but very familiar, Bob Friend, the son of the legendary Bob Friend, is with us. And this is an event which I think needs explanation. Bob, first of all, how are you? And tell us about Cow Patty Bingo.
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks so much for having me on. Congratulations on becoming a grandfather. That's great stuff.
Number 3, but yeah, we're excited.
Well, here's what Cow Patty Bingo is. So since 1988, Howard Hanna Real Estate Services has tasked each of the individual offices with raising money for the Hanna Children's Hospital Free Care Fund. So basically, the fund acts, it's very similar to something you have at St. Jude, where families in need, child's at Children's Hospital, they have no insurance or not enough insurance. The Free Care Fund picks up lodging, picks up food, hotels, parking, and all the medical care. It's a wonderful, wonderful charity. And so our office, the Squirrel Hill office, which I'm the manager, we came up with the idea, this 3 years ago for Cow Patty Bingo. So what it is at Oakmont Country Club, it's at the main course at the far end of the range. It's basically like a family fun type of day. We have a dunk tank. We've got 50-50. We've got auctions. We've got Nigel's food truck, Millie's ice cream, Willie's bubbles and brews, which is a converted 1948 Willie's Jeep into a drink station. We've got music. The Steeler game's going to be on the flat screen. Cornhole. And it starts at 1 o'clock, again, at the main course at Oakmont Country Club. And at 1 o'clock, the event starts. Dunk Tank is going to run from 1:30 to 2:30. And the main event is the Cal Patty Bingo. Now, the entire day is free admission. It doesn't cost anything to go. But if you want a chance to win $5,000, you have to buy a ticket for the Cal Patty Bingo, which is the tickets are $50. So here's how it works. Andrew Swank from Swank Red Angus Farms is bringing 2 to 3 cows. They'll arrive at the event around 2:30. At 3 o'clock, the cows will be put into a corral, and there are 400 numbers painted on the ground, randomized and non-repeating on the ground, and the cows are going to be released into the pen. And should we have a cow patty drop on the grid on a number, the person holding that ticket number where the cow patty drops wins $5,000.
Wow. So
it's a sporting event. And Steve Blass is our MC.
Well, that's right up his alley too. That'll be fun for Steve to do it. So in other words, you have to hope that the cow does it on your chip.
Well, you have to hope that the cow has a GI moment on your number on the grid. I was out yesterday with the grounds crew at Oakmont. We painted the grid. We numbered the grid. We have a program to tell you exactly where the numbers are. And Steve Blass will be there around 2:30. This is his third year doing. When I told him the first time, you know, I said, you know, this is what we have. He said, "Oh, I'm in." He said, "He said that's exactly what you said." He said, "I am in." So he'll end up showing up probably in overalls and a straw hat, and he'll be the MC for the event. And should we not have a cow go to the bathroom, we've had this the last 2 years. Steve Blass picks a number out of a box, randomized number. All the numbers are in the box. He's going to pull a number out of a box, and one way or the other, somebody's walking away tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club $5,000 richer.
Well, and the nice thing about it, those of you who've never been there, haven't had a chance, you'll get a chance to see what Oakmont, and they're going to host the 2025 U.S. Open coming up. So this is a great chance to not only take advantage of a beautiful day, get out there and see that golf course, but also with a chance to make money for yourself and help the Howard Hanna Children's Free Care Fund, which over the years has raised a lot of money, Bob. How much?
About $20 million, Bob, since 1988.
Wow.
And it's just one of those things where all the offices, there's 40 offices in Pennsylvania, we all do something different. But when I pitched this idea to Hottie in 2021, he kind of looked at me and said, "What is that?" And I told him, and he got this big smile. So I said, "Oh, my God." He said, "Nobody will forget that." He said, "That's fantastic." And so we're in our third year, the last 2 years. Total, we've raised probably about $36,000 the last 2 years. So this year, we're hoping to surpass that. Ticket sales we still have tickets available, and they can be sold right up there. We're going to sell tickets right up until 3 o'clock, till the cows are released, and then ticket sales are cut off at 3. But we have we've sold about 215 tickets out of the 400, so there are plenty of tickets left. We expect a great turnout because the weather's going to be fantastic. And again, admission to the event is free. It's at the Oakmont Country Club. You just drive through the main gate. You'll be directed to the far end of the range, and plenty of parking, great food, ice cream, adult beverages, and we have a face painter. So there's just a whole lot going on. Again, it's a great day. Steeler game's going to be on. There's no reason not to come and support a great charity and have a great day out at Oakmont Country Club.
Yes, indeed. And the Howard Hanna Children's Free Care Fund has been a big part of the fundraising. It goes to families in need with kids being at UPMC Children's. A lot of them will never see a bill for medical treatment because of this event and the contributions by Howard Hanna Real Estate. So, again, it's tomorrow, and it's from 1 to 4. Is that correct?
Yeah, 1 to 4 p.m., and admission is free. If you want to have an opportunity to win $5,000, those tickets are $50 a piece. And we've got a credit card machine there, checks, cash, however you want to pay. But there's a lot of ways that you can have a lot of fun. I know that myself and Max Hoffman, we're donating a round of golf for you and a friend. It's going to be one of the auction items in 2024. The big renovation at Oakmont Country Club will be open and completed in by Memorial Day of next year. So Max Hoffman and I are donating a round of golf for someone plus a friend to come out and play Oakmont Country Club with me and Max Hoffman next year, the year before the U.S. Open comes. So we've got a lot of great prizes, a lot of great auction items, and again, we're trying to raise as much money as possible for the Free Care Fund.
Bob, that's a great thing. Thank you so much for putting it together, and I'm sure Hottie now he's a big fan of it. And you just got to get some, you know, some cows out there who are ready to deliver. That's all I got to say. So I don't know how
we do. We need to have a bowel movement, GI issues. Hopefully, you know, GI challenged cows will be out there tomorrow. But it's going to be a great day. And like I said, one way or the other, somebody's walking away with $5,000.
Bob, thanks for all your good work toward the Free Care Fund. We appreciate it. Good talking to you. And I hope everyone shows up tomorrow on what should be a beautiful day out at Oakmont. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Robert. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. You do the same. That's Bob Friend. You know his legendary father, former Pittsburgh Pirate. And now Bob is very involved in golf, very good golfer himself. And that's Kyle Patty Bingo going on at Oakmont Country Club, a unique event. You have a chance to win $5,000 and also make a contribution to the Free Care Fund. So that's going to wrap it up for us. Joel, thank you very much. I'll see you later today. I know Paul's coming up next for the next 4 hours, 4.5 hours, whatever it is, all the way till 5 o'clock. So we'll get you set for Pitt and Virginia Tech. They have to win that game. The 2-point favorites, but man, they got to do a good job. Pitt cannot afford a loss against this team. 412-928-9370. So call Paul. Let him know what you think about that. It's been a pleasure to be with you today. And again, thank you to our sponsors at PNC Bank. Number one, Cochran, Iron Rock Tap House, Ireland Contracting, and Chendorovich, Chendorovich, and Fishman. Now let me give you the weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. September is truck month at Sun Chevy. Come see their half-ton and three-quarter-ton Silverados. Visit sunchevy.com. It's beautiful outside. It will continue to be beautiful pretty much for the next 5 days. So get out and enjoy the weather and support that cow patty bingo going on at Oakmont between 1 and 4 tomorrow to help Howard Hanna Real Estate raised money for the Free Care Fund. That's going to do it for me. For Joel Nelson, I'm Bob Pompeiani. Paul Alexander up next. I'll catch you back here at 5 o'clock when we get set for Pitt Panther Preview right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.